A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Yud, Baba Basra 110A, pagination is 219. We're starting about a third of the way down. You'll see the word Vayomer and a parenthesis in the beginning of the line, and then we begin. Pasuk in Shoftim, referring to the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we saw in the previous session on the facing page, Moshe Rabbeinu had a son Gershom, who had a son Yehonasan, who is the subject of our discussion. This Yehonasan became a priest to an Avodah Zarah, known as Pesel Micha, associated with Shevet Dan. And people encountered him, recognized him, as the grandson of Moshe, and they asked him, Mi hevi'acha halom? Who brought you to this? Uma ata osa boze? And what are you doing with this? Uma lecha po? And what are you doing here? Sounds repetitive, and the Gemara will explain that what was recorded in the Navi is alluding to the essence of their questions. Amru lo, they said to him, Lav mi Moshe ka'asis, aren't you a descendant of Moshe d'chsivbe, about whom it says, Al tikrav halom, don't come close over here? Moshe Rabbeinu was told, when he came to Har Sinai, where the Torah would yet be given, Al tikrav halom, don't come closer to the burning bush. So that was communication number one. Secondly, Lav mi Moshe ka'asas tichsiv ve'mazeh biyodecha, aren't you from Moshe about whom it is said, what is this in your hand? To which Moshe responded, he has a stick, he threw it on the floor, it became a snake, he picked it up again, it became a stick. But the phrase that was said to Moshe was, mazeh biyodecha, what is this in your hand? That's number two. And number three, Lav mi Moshe ka'asas, aren't you from Moshe d'chsiv bei, ve'ata po amodi modi, that you should stay with me over here, Hashem says to Moshe, at the time of Har Sinai, Moshe was told that everybody else is going to go back to their tents, and we have still business to attend to, so to speak. You're going to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how great this man's grandfather, Moshe, was, Tayasekoin l'Avodah Zarah, and you became a priest to Avodah Zarah. And that's their question to this Yehonasan. The Ben Yehoyada explains that each one of these questions is referring to the dimensions of greatness that Moshe achieved. And the question on this Yehonasan, how could he involve himself in Avodah Zarah? The Ben Yehoyada writes that regarding Al Tikrav Halom, Hashem presented himself in a thorn bush. The fire was inside the thorn bush, and the fire is burning, and Moshe looks at it and wonders, the fire is not consuming the thorn bush. Why not? So, Hashem's presentation in the thorn bush indicated that Hashem's presence is even in a thorn bush. The Mefarshim tell us that Hashem presented in a thorn bush to say, Imo anochi betzara, I am pained together with the Jewish people who are in pain. I commiserate, I empathize with them. But the bottom line is that it's in a thorn bush. And the essence of Avodah Zarah is that Hashem is not relating with the world, and you have to relate to the conduits, to the emissaries. You can't pray to Hashem according to Avodah Zarah. You have to pray to the rain god. You have to pray to Mother Nature, maybe. And they told him, Moshe's experience was that Hashem relates even to the thorn bush. how could you get involved in Avodah Zarah, which is the opposite of that attitude? Number two, Moshe achieved the greatest levels, number one, in humility, v'nachnu ma. What are we? Can't get less than that. And he said his prophecy in the greatest of ways, zeh, in a direct way that he perceived Hashem the greatest level of any human being. And that's ma zeh biyodecha. Ma and zeh are in your hands. This is your potential, Moshe. You could achieve the greatest humility in front of Hashem and the greatest prophecy with Hashem. And finally, Va'ata po amodi modi, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually bonded with Hashem, the greatest level that a human being can be, pe'el pe' adaber bo, Hashem speaks to him mouth to mouth, so to speak, ha'she yidaber ish ereyehu, as a person speaks to his friend. Obviously we understand that's totally necessary, because any prophet that has something of a vision, there's room for misinterpretation. But Moshe had to be Avi HaNeviim, the father of all Neviim, the ones that everybody compares themselves to. Do I match up to Moshe's perception of truth? So that had to be absolute clarity. There's no room for interpretations. And therefore, Hashem spoke to him, so to speak, mouth to mouth, face to face, where Moshe could ask, I didn't understand that exactly, etc. And therefore they ask this grandson, Teyasa Kohen l'Avodah Zarah, how do you become a Kohen to Avodah Zarah? Omar Lohen, he gives them an interesting answer. Kach mikublani mibeis avi abo, this is a tradition that I have from the father of my father, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. La'olam yaskir adam atzmo la'avodah zarah, a person should hire himself out for avodah zarah, the foreign work. Va'ayit tarech labrios, and he shouldn't come on to other human beings. For who savar, this Yehonasan thought, la'avodah zarah mamish, he thought like we talk in quotes, avodah zarah, the foreign worship, meaning idols. Velohi, but that's not what Moshe meant. It's a literal translation. El avodah zara shezara lo. Avodah shezara lo. A service that is foreign to him. Not the expression avodah zara, idol worship. Kide'ama le'rav le'rav kana, the way Rav Kana was told. Netosh nevelta b'shuka, you should be willing to flay a carcass in the marketplace for business, ushkol igra, to get paid for it, falotema, and don't say gavarabo ana vizila bimilsa, I'm a great person, this work is degrading. Every person can work. Go work. Work for a living. Do something, and do not pride yourself that you're too great. Rashbam explains that even though this Talmud Chacham would have the responsibility to walk with dignity, Revev al Bigdo, he's not allowed to have a stain on his clothing, but to do work by nature of livelihood, Ein Kan Genai, that would not be degrading. How this translates to our time is a whole different discussion. We do have a concept of Zaken Ve'eno Lefi Chavodo, a person not doing things that are undignified. We have a concept of kavod for Talmidei Chachamim, and we make an effort, the concept of kolel, to support people in learning, and there are a lot of complexities. But what they answered, what they understood regarding this Yehonasan, is that he was wrong. And Avodah Zarah was meant, in the words of Moshe, to do a labor that's foreign to you, and you should do it anyway so that you don't have to take charity funds. Again, swinging back to the concept of kolel, kolel is not intended as charity funds, it's intended as funds of pride to enable people to study Torah and strengthen the Jewish people. The parallel of kolel funds is not maiser oni, the tithe that was given to the poor. The parallel of kolel funds is the truma and maiser that was given to the kohanim to support people in the service of Hashem. Continuing in the Gemara, Kevin Shara David Shemaman Chaviv Alav Biyoser, since David saw that this man needed money, Minei Ala Otsros, he appointed him as treasurer. Ben Yoyada points out that David saw that he's an honest person. He could have easily asked for handouts. He's a grandson of Moshe. He didn't want handouts, but he had a big capacity. He needed a good salary. And that's what compelled him to go to this crazy approach to serve an Avodah Zarah, even though, as the Mefarshim say, his heart wasn't in it and he wasn't really worshipping. Shenemar u'shivuah ben Gershon ben Moshe Nogir ala Otsros, this Shivuel, which is another name for Yehonasan, was appointed as treasurer, v'chi Shivuel shmo, v'alo Yehonasan shmo. His name wasn't Shavuel, his name was Yehonasan. Am Rabbi Yechanan Sheshav Lekel B'chol Libo. It's a contraction that he did tshuva with his heart. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.